for parents of autistic children in First Nation communities. But first,
his ankle, he's got an infection. So this isn't day to day. So we're going to just, we'll come back around this in maybe a week or so, maybe see where he's at. But yeah, a little bit more serious than what we thought.
Jets coach Scott Arneil on Ville Helena, just, you know, he can't catch a break. The Finnish defenseman was all set to make the Jets roster. And then he had that fractured
last year and
ankle.
This year.
And then now he's got an infection. Dr. Paul Rothenberg is the director of sports medicine and shoulder surgery at Optimum Orthopedic Institute. Doctor, good to talk to you. I gather infections and the risk of infection pretty high in this type of surgery, is it not?
Yeah, you know, in orthopedic surgery, the rate of infection is roughly one. It depends where you look, but like around 1 to 3%. For all surgeries, which, you know, as a number is not tremendously high, but when you think about it, it's the one complication for every surgery has in common. So, you know, cumulatively, you can have quite a large number of infections if you treat a large number of people.
I think about the nut or the bolt, the piece of steel that you put in to the ankle. That has something to do with it, does it not?
Yeah, his particular situation is a little interesting because his surgery was so long ago. So he had an ankle fracture a year ago that underwent surgery. Typically, what you would see in these situations is infections usually occur within the first couple weeks of surgery. That's like a very specific type of bacteria, which is commonly found in the skin. What's unusual in his situation is, you know, this infection is presenting itself 1 year later.
So could this be a case of his body not liking that hardware, be it a screw or whatever is holding that ankle bone together?
I mean, it's possible. It's documented that people can have, you know, metal allergies, typically nickel, but, you know, it's very rare. What's probably more likely, even though it's still uncommon, is to have a bacteria get in through the bloodstream. And then it will find, you know, areas of irregularity in the body, such as, you know, titanium plate.
What should we look for in situations like this as potential patients?
So pain and swelling is the hallmark of infection. Certainly we think of fevers, but typically you'll see fevers in a really, really severe or late infection. The first thing you're going to see is redness and pain.
Can it be career ending?
So for him, you know, this is all conjecture. You know, we don't really know all the details. The thing that's probably most favorable for him is the fact that his surgery was a year ago. So presumably this fracture would have already healed. Certainly we would have known a long time ago if the surgery, you know, wasn't a success and the fracture didn't heal. In this particular situation, if he indeed has a hardware infection but the fracture is healed, it's still serious and it can be, you know, career compromising. But typically removing the hardware and treating him with like 6 week course of IV antibiotics in most people will resolve the issue.
Regardless, is he probably on some either IV or oral antibiotics?
Yeah, hardware infection is typically, at least classically, treated with IV antibiotics. There is some changes with that, with ID doctors, depending on the specific bug that he has, which is another important factor, is what exactly is causing the infection.
Is this days or weeks or months? I guess we don't know, do we?
It's tough to say, but if it's a surgical site infection, more than a year from the surgery, we're talking probably like months, like 1 to 3 months.
Dr. Rothenberg, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Paul Rothenberg is director of sports medicine, shoulder surgery at Optimum Orthopedic Institute.
The news on CJOB with Richard Kluche and Julie Buckingham.